Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com, and click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. And we'll send you that link. Thank you. All right, everyone. I usually don't talk about 90 Day Diaries, but it comes on right after Single Life, and I happened to catch a story with Zaid Hakimi and Rebecca Parrott. These two are a couple. I believe he is... His religion is Muslim, and he's the part of the couple that's from another country. Rebecca is from America, I believe, and they've been together for a while. Diaries actually explores past couples, so it's a part of the 90 Day Fiancé universe, and we know the 90 Day process when it comes to, because of the show, it kind of informs people about the 90 Day process to get your visa if you would like to marry someone from another country and for them to join in America. There's a 90-day process, and this is where the whole show is based. And there's different spinoffs such as Single Life, The Other Way, and the one I'm mentioning now is Diaries, which shows past couples, and it allows the couples actually to record themselves. They say it's entirely recorded by the couples, so I'm sure they send them equipment so they can have a quality recording experience and air the show on TLC. So this is a previous couple from one of the other 90 Day franchises, a part of the universe, and their situation is that Rebecca, the wife, is not able to have children. She had to get an emergency hysterectomy in her past, but she told Zaid in the beginning, I hope I'm saying his name right, that you know, they during their courting phase, that she wasn't going to be able to have children. And I'm not sure how that affected them as a couple, but they're still together in their relationship. They're in America. Things seem to be going well for them. But the issue of children is an issue. She saw Zaid with his niece and nephew and just how good he is with children and how happy he is in that environment with the little ones around, that she wanted to give that gift to him. So she has an arrangement where she had her eggs, I think, saved before everything was, before she had the removal of her uterus. So there's a possibility that she can have children, but she has to use a surrogate to do so. So for that to be their blood children, a surrogate has to be used, her egg. She can't carry the baby in his sperm. So they talked to one of his friends that's also Muslim about, you know, how does this work as far as their religion? Is this okay for them to go forward? Is this a part of their belief system as Muslims? Can they do this? So this is one of the other things I like about this show, is because you learn about different cultures, religions, and all of that as well. And it goes with our theme, faith, love, and trends. It's not just, the show is not just about, oh, lovey-dovey, I love you, you love me. But it gets insights into other cultures, into different dynamics and social settings. So there is knowledge to be gleaned besides the love part, which is a big attraction for people to watch love stories. I mean, a lot of people like love stories, especially us ladies and romance. But it's really a lot of cultural elements there as well. So they, I think, FaceTime one of their friends, and he kind of lets them know, it's a word that they use, but I know it means forbidden in English. That is forbidden to for a man to have his sperm in another woman that is not his wife. So if it's an inseminated egg with his sperm, it can't go into another woman that he's not married to. So another possibility is he would have to marry another woman, and he can have up to four wives is what he said. He said, this is not me saying this. This is what God says according to his Muslim belief. So he doesn't want to feel like the bad guy in this, I'm sure. And he wants his wife to feel secure. It sounds like it. But he's basically telling, you know, the situation and what their belief system is. And basically, he would have to marry this other woman. So she even says, well, can you marry her in a Muslim ceremony? So it's not, you know, it may not be recognized in America, but it'll be ritualistically recognized. And then they can go forward with the surrogacy. And then the friend's like, oh, no, no, you can't just do an operation and put the baby in there. He has to really consummate with his wife, because that's going to be his wife, considered his wife sexually. So he would actually have to do the deed with her in order for this baby to take place. So that made things like really complicated. Like what? But you know, if you're marrying a Muslim man, you know what the possibilities are. But he seems very respectful and loving to her and wants to respect her wishes. But at the end of the day, technically, it's up to him if he wants to marry someone else. I mean, I'm sure she can divorce if she would like to and leave him. But, you know, if you marry somebody that has different belief systems, you don't know what they may think or feel or want to do. And you've agreed to this relationship. So if they do that thing, it's really up to them. And but you can always feel free to step back from the marriage and relationship also. But when you get married, you take all of the person along with their religion if you agree to do so. So they were talking this thing over and thinking of different possibilities. And then finally, I think the friend comes up with adoption. Or no, she comes up with adoption. And the friend says, oh, that's actually better, because bringing someone into your home that's in need, adopting a child is something that's seen as like a really good deed and a blessing for their faith as Muslims. So that would actually be even better, to bring in this child that's in need and take care of them and have them a part of their family. And she even said, you know, we can maybe even find a Tunisian child that is of the same cultural background as her husband Zaid, so that they can have an even stronger bond and connection. So it looks like adoption is on the table for them, and they've worked out this situation and this issue. And I really hope them the best as they move forward. But I just thought this was an interesting situation, an interesting thing that a couple has to go through, especially if you have different cultures and backgrounds and beliefs and religions and, you know, the different synchronicities and idiosyncrasies, if I'm saying these things right, these words right, in the right context, of people's backgrounds and how they go about doing things. Because surrogacy is a thing that I feel may be more of an American thing. I do believe they may do it in other countries, but it also makes me think about in the Bible, where men would have concubines, they would have wives and concubines, and the concubines might have the children for them if the wife wasn't able to. So back in the Bible, it was a similar situation, but again, like in the Muslim culture, they actually had sex. There was no insemination process and no technology like that back then. So, you know, in other countries, people may just have other wives if their wife is not able to have a child. But surrogacy, I do believe, is a very American type thing. I do believe it's other countries have adopted it as well as technology grows and people become more aware. But, you know, other countries and places have their own ways of dealing with things, handling issues and solving problems. So, you know, that just brings all of that to light. But I'm so happy and so glad that they found a good way where they can both be happy as a couple and bring a new life into their world. So all the best for Zaid and Rebecca. And that's just a little take from 90 Day Fiancé's Universe 90 Day Diaries. If you have any thoughts or comments, you guys can connect with me at any time. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. All the best. God bless.